Rin's wrist throbbed. The air always felt different on the morning of an ambush. As if an electric charge, the crackling residue of a thunderstorm thrummed through her and every soldier around her. Rin had never felt energy like this when she'd fought for the Republic. In the beginning, Yin Viceroy's troops had been consummate professionals, sullen, grim, there to finish the job and get out. By the end, they'd been fearful, desperate. But the soldiers of the Southern Coalition were angry, and that force alone had driven them through grueling weeks of basic training, had quickly shaped them into capable killers, even though not so long ago many of them had never even touched a sword. It helped that their fight was personal. Kudla wasn't their town, but this was their province. And everyone in Monkey Province had suffered the same way under Muganese occupation. Displacement, looting, rape, murder, mass executions. 1,000 Golanese-level massacres had played out over the land, and no one had cared, because no one in the Republic or the Empire had ever cared much about the South. But some in the South had survived to avenge their dead, and those were the men and women who comprised Rin's troops. As the minutes trickled past, the gathered ranks bristled in anticipation like hunting dogs straining against the leash. And Rin's wrist stung like a conducting rod, a million little jolts of pain shooting through her elbow every second.
"Stop rubbing," Kitai admonished. "You're irritating it."
"It hurts," she said.
"Because you're rubbing it. Leave it alone and it'll heal faster."
Rin ran her fingers over the cracked, bumpy skin that covered the bone of her wrist where it should have extended into a right hand. She clenched her jaw, trying to resist the urge to dig her nails into flesh long rubbed raw. She'd had the hand amputated the night they made port in Ankelun. By then, after 2 weeks at sea, the appendage had all but rotted into a gangrenous mess. For all of the Black Lily physician's efforts to sterilize the wound, there had remained so many points of exposure in her skin that it was a miracle the infection hadn't spread farther up her arm. The procedure was short. Moag's personal physician had cut away Rin's hand, trimmed down the rotting flesh, and sewed her skin into a neat flap over the exposed bone. The wound itself healed cleanly enough. But when Rin stopped taking laudanum, the wrist became a torch of unbearable agony. Phantom pains flashed through fingers she no longer had several times an hour. Sometimes they were so bad she slammed her hand at the wall to dull the pricks with a greater pain, only to remember that the hand wasn't there. The pain was imaginary, and she couldn't dull pain that existed purely in her mind.
"You're going to make it bleed," Kitai said.
Rin had, without thinking, begun to scratch again. She cupped her fingers over the stump and squeezed hard, trying to drive out the itching with sheer numbing pressure. "It's driving me mad. It's not just the itching. It's the fingers. It's like I can still feel them, and they're being pricked with 1,000 needles, only I can't do anything about it."
"I think I get it," Kitai said. "I feel it too sometimes. Little tremors out of nowhere. Which is strange if you think about it. I'm the one with fingers, but the pain is coming from you.